This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's Morning Devotions and I'm Chris Switz. Really great to share these moments with you. Hope that you're well and having a great day so far. I heard the story of a well-known speaker. He presented a seminar and started by holding up a $50 note. There were 200 people at his seminar and he said, "Who would like this $50 note?" So the hands went up and he said, "I'm going to give this $50 to one of you, but first let me do something." So he decided and proceeded to crumple the dollar note. He then said, "Who wants it?" And the hands, of course, went up in the air. They all wanted it. "Well," he said, "what if I do this?" And he dropped it to the ground and started to grind it into the floor with his shoe. So he picked up the $50. It was a little bit crumpled and dirty by now. "Who wants it?" And the hands, of course, went up into the air. And then he said this, "Look, my friends, you've all learned a very valuable lesson. No matter what I did to this money, you still wanted it because it didn't decrease in value. It's still worth $50. And he said that many times in our lives, we are dropped and crumpled and we're ground into the dirt by decisions that we make, perhaps not the best of decisions, and the circumstances that come our way and the way we react to them. And sometimes we feel as though we are worthless. And no matter what has happened or what will happen in the future, I think the speaker was making the point that you'll never lose your value. Dirty or clean, crumpled or creased all over, you're still priceless to those who love you. Now, there's a great lesson here. The worth of our lives comes not in what we do or who we know, but by who we are. I think that's a good lesson for this morning. There are a lot of people who want to be valued and yet don't know what life's all about. And in fact, they got asked this question, what is the secret of life? And I sense that many people want to know what is it that makes life meaningful. It certainly isn't money, even though people want money. It seems everyone can give you an opinion on this. A few years ago, the pop song had the lyrics, "For everything there is a season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven." Well, actually, that wasn't the first time that was said, because the preacher in the Ecclesiastes, that's a book in the Old Testament, he says things that everything has its place in the grand scheme of things. There is a season for all things, he said. There's a time and a purpose for everything under heaven. So I think that everything we have is a gift from God, that you are valuable. Even the bad things that come, they can be turned for good. So I think it's important to know that God loves you and values you just because of who you are, not what you do, or not who you know. And here are some encouraging words of Jesus. He said, "Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow, neither do they reap. They don't gather barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?" That's in Matthew 6, verse 26. I think that's a great lesson. And in Matthew 10, a question, "Are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground, and they are not far from the will of our Father? The very hairs of your head are numbered. Therefore, do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows." And Jesus used that illustration. Again, another verse in Matthew 18. "What do you think? If any man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go and search for the one that's straying? And if it turns out that he finds the sheep, I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 who have gone astray. So is this not the will of your Father in heaven? It's not that any of the little ones should perish." So there are a couple of verses that talk about how individual and how important we are to God. And I think the secret of life is knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior. Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Well, Heavenly Father, your promises have not failed throughout the history of the world, not one of them. They've all come to pass or will come to pass, and today may our hearts, Lord, respond to your faithfulness by keeping our promises that we make to you. So strengthen us, Lord, and remind us of your great love. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.